Epistle to the Romans, chapter 8, the words in verse 17. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. In this chapter, we find a host of Christian privileges enumerated. And many believers have found the words and the privileges and the promises contained in this chapter a wellspring of comfort and of help to them in their sojourn through this life. In the verse before us, the apostle brings forward one of the great benefits which we as believing Christians shall enjoy, and which God is preparing for us. And also privileges to which we will have a full title. Not because of what we are in ourselves, but because of what we are in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Here he speaks of heirs, heirs of God. Now, to be an heir, in the earthly sense of the word, is to be one who shall succeed to any property or possession when the owner of it dies. For example, the Prince of Wales is heir to the throne, and when in the providence of God his mother should die before him, he will succeed to all her possessions and all her property. Now the apostle here speaks of an inheritance to which every believer hopes to succeed. Property which he will possess unto all eternity. Now there is a great difference between an earthly heirship and a heavenly inheritance. Because an earthly heirship can only come to one person, whereas the heavenly inheritance is for a multitude which no man can number, from every land and from every tribe, who shall gather in eternal wealth to receive the reward of their labor, which they, under God, were able to perform during their life here on earth. Now, in considering the subject before us, two questions might be asked about it. First of all, what is that that we hope to inherit? And secondly, what right or title have we to it? What is it that we hope to inherit? We are to be heirs of an inheritance. What does this inheritance consist of? Now, there is a great difference on earth in this world between one inheritance and another. One may be heir to a vast dominion or empire. Another may be heir to a large house. Another may be an heir just to a small cottage in the country, or to a small sum of money. But here, my friend, we are heirs to something far greater, something more wonderful than we can receive here on earth. Let us first remember whose heirs we are. Whose heirs are we? We are heirs of God, the possessor of the heavens and the earth, the one who owns all things. Therefore, that is following. If we are heirs of one who possesses all things, then what we shall inherit will be great, will be of immense value. And there are many things which the Bible tells us that the believer will inherit as an heir of God. But tonight I want to confine ourselves to just three things. Three very important things. And the first is, we shall be heirs of a kingdom. A kingdom. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's great pleasure to give you the kingdom. And the day will come when we will hear, "Come ye blessed of the Lord, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from before the foundation of the world." Now a kingdom is ruled by a king. And a king wears a crown on special occasions. So we as heirs of this kingdom will also wear a crown. A crown of life which the Lord has prepared as a promise for them that love him. A crown of endless life. And also a king sits upon a throne. And when we inherit his kingdom, we shall also sit upon a throne. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me on my throne. So as heirs of God, we shall inherit a kingdom. We shall inherit a kingdom. When we think of what we are, my friend, and the prospect that lies before us, does it not humble us? And yet does it not fill us with joy that the Lord has chosen us and given to us this wonderful promise that we shall own a kingdom, that we shall be crowned, and that we shall sit upon a throne? But the second thing that we shall inherit is a mansion. In my Father's house, said Jesus, there are many mansions. Now a mansion, properly speaking, is a resting place, an abode, a place to stay. Now generally, we use this word only when speaking of large houses, such as the rich and the noble stay. These are mansions, large houses. Now we, as heirs of this heavenly mansion, are at present living in this world, and perhaps our dwelling place is a very humble place, that we are living under a very lowly roof. But let us not forget that our Savior Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, in fact when he was born in a stable. There was no room for him in the inn. And oft times during his life, he had no place where to lay his head. But when, my friends, we enter the eternal world, things will be changed. We shall become heirs of a heavenly mansion. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Heirs of God shall dwell in a mansion, a house not made with hands, a heavenly place, a place of rest, eternal rest in the presence of God. And then the third thing is happiness. This is something that we will inherit. In a certain sense, we are, as believers, are happy people. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord. But yet it is not the happiness that we will enjoy in heaven. Then will come the invitation, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Joy means happiness. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and their possession will be complete happiness. It is the view of some that kings are always happy. You've heard the saying, he is as happy as a king. But what of his experience? Is it not that he who wears the crown wears it very uneasily? Uneasy is the head that wears the crown. But the happiness of the heavenly kingdom will be true happiness, will be never-ending happiness, something that it is impossible for us to enjoy here on earth, but something that we can look forward to with great expectation and great hope. There shall be no sin nor sorrow to spoil our happiness. God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow or cry. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Heirs of God, of a kingdom, of a mansion, and of ever, never-ending happiness. What a prospect lies before the people of God. Glorious prospect. Nothing on earth can be compared to it. And it is for the heirs of God. Now we come to the second question. What right or title have we to this inheritance, to this heirship? We are told here, if children, then heirs We are heirs because we are the children of God. Now a man usually leaves his property and his possessions to his children. And in the same way, only to his children does God give the inheritance. Only to his children. So let us mention in very few words three things which make us children of God. Three marks of a child of God. And the first is this. We are born or begotten of the Father. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except he be born of water and of the Spirit. There is no kingdom except for those who have been born again of the Spirit of God. Only the converted, only those who know the Lord Jesus Christ in a saving way, only those who have closed in with the offer of salvation, only those unto whom Jesus Christ is precious, they are the children of God. They have been begotten of the Father. They have been born again. So that is the first mark. Born or begotten of God the Father. That is why we are heirs of this inheritance. That is one mark whereby we may know that we are the children of God. And the second mark is this, that we respect the will of God our Father and live in obedience to him. Whosoever is born of God keepeth his word, is obedient to his will, and seeks always to do his pleasure. It is only to be expected. Just like an earthly child, it is expected of that child to give obedience to his parents, to respect the will of his parents. How much more, my friend? We who are the children of God, if we are to be called the children of God, we must respect the will of our Father. We must desire to give obedience to his commandments. We must walk in his statutes. So that is the second mark. That we respect his will. That we obey his law. And the third mark is, we love our Father. We love our Father. Now the obedience that we render to God our Father is an obedience prompted by love. God is love. Love is of God. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And having been born of God, we will love him and do what he commands us to do. And thereby we shall show that we are his children. And as such, we are heir of all things, a joint heirs with Jesus Christ, our Savior. No person who loves not God the Father can be called a child of God, can be an inheritor of the kingdom, of the mansion, and of the never-ending happiness. If we have not, my friends, these three marks of birth, of love, and of obedience, we are not God's children, and we have no right to the blessedness of the everlasting inheritance that He is preparing for His children. Have we been born again? Are we endeavoring to live in obedience to the will and desire of God for us? Do we love the Lord our God with all our hearts and with all our soul and with all our strength and with all our might? If we do, my friend, we are His children. We are the heirs of all those blessed things which He hath promised to us in His Word. We have it here: as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. But if not, they are still strangers and foreigners, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers to the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. But friends, if children, we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. May God make you and me, by faith in His Son and by the work of His Holy Spirit, such loving, such obedient children, that we may claim our heirship and joint heirship with Jesus Christ to all those blessed promises and privileges which He has given to us in His precious word. To an inheritance divine, He taught our hearts to rise. 'Tis uncorrupted, undefiled, unfading in the skies. May the Lord Himself grant that each one of us in eternity may possess this kingdom, may live in this mansion, and may enjoy this never-ending happiness, because we are now the children of God and are seeking to walk in His way and living in love to Him, desiring to offer ourselves, body and spirit, to His service for the glory of His name and to the honor of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. May it be said of us all, when our eternity comes, that we are all the children of God, and that we shall all meet in that kingdom and live in that mansion and enjoy that everlasting happiness. May the Lord so grant it. Let us pray. O Lord God, we come before Thee as weak creatures, insufficient of ourselves. For we can't do anything our rights, but yet we look to Thee. For if we believe in thee and trust in thee and hope in thee, thou hast promised us strength and guidance, so that our lives may be conformed to thy will and purpose for us. And that when we have fulfilled our course here on earth and come to the end of our race here, we shall receive the reward which thou hast promised. So help us to run the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. May we ever set before us the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Dismiss us with thy blessing and guide us by thy Holy Spirit. Keep us in thy way and bless us abundantly in our outgoings and incomings. We ask all things with the forgiveness of our sins in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.